Blog Talk Radio.
Born at a party in a barn, with a guitar strapped across my arm. So I learned to play in a different style. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Well, I pick it high and I pick it low. Pick it with my teeth and pick it with my toe. You can hear me play for a country mile. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Yeah, everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Too long, me and them city folks couldn't get along. My mama said you're a destined child. They all know you was born hog wild. So I traveled all over this land, and I found myself a backwoods band. You can hear us play for a country mile. Everybody knows that we're hog wild. Yeah, everybody knows that we're hog wild.
Yeah, it's time to get hog wild right here, right now. Welcome, everybody. Chris Chadwick in the house tonight. It's another episode of Let's Talk Smoke, brought to you by BBQSuperstars.com. If you've not been to that website, let me tell you right now, that is a place you need to go to find anything and everything you want or need. It's right there, BBQSuperstars.com, and a friendly reminder, they have a wonderful morning show every morning. BBQSuperstars.com has a live barbecue morning show. It's a lot of fun. It's interactive. You can call in, talk to the host while he is doing his thing. He might be rubbing butts. He might be pulling meat. There's no telling what's going on the morning show, BBQSuperstars.com. And we've got to give a big shout-out to Miss Jan Charles. She has a new morning segment on Barbecue Superstars. I'm not sure what day of the week that's going to be on every week, but she will do a cooking show. So look for further information on that. Jan Charles featured in the new Food Network show Restaurant Express with Robert Irvine. So that will be something new that's exciting. Jan's a great person. She's got it going on. She loves to cook. And that's what it's all about. That's what this show's all about, grilling, barbecuing, smoking it up, letting the smoke roll. We having a big time right here in the house. When the number to call tonight is 347-202-0263. That is the number to call every show, every Wednesday night. Put it in your phone. Save it. Put under it. Barbecue talk, because this is what it is, baby. We're talking barbecue. We kicking the tires. We lighting the fire. We letting the smoke roll right here in the house. Chris Chadwick, Let's Talk Smoke Show. We are letting the smoke roll. 347-202-0263. Man, just a lot of things going on. We've had the American Royal. We've got the Jack coming up. I mean, that is going down this weekend right there in Lynchburg, Tennessee. The Jack Daniel's 25th anniversary Invitational is about to light its fires. It's about ready to let the smoke roll. I mean, teams coming in from everywhere. Big shout-out to all the teams going to the Jack. Hopefully Chris Chadwick will be at the Jack this year. He's going to lay the smoke down with barbecue superstars right there. Frank Cox, SmokerBuilder.com, Daryl Mask, BarbecueSuperstars.com. We're going to hook up, and there's no telling what's going to be going on. Excited about going to the Jack. Guys, if you're listening right now, you're going to the Jack, you know somebody going to the Jack, call in. This show is all about you and the Q. That's no bull. I'm not blowing smoke up your butt. That's what I'm telling you. It's about you and the Q. We love to promote barbecue. We love to promote events. We love to give out a few shout-outs. We love to give some secrets out. We love to talk barbecue. That's it. That's just plain and simple. It can't get no easier than that. Pick up that phone, dial 347-202-0263. The chat room is going to be going on tonight also. That bad boy fired up. We'll have it rolling, have the smoke rolling in the chat room. Let's get in there, raise a little hell. Let's go hog wild in the chat room, too. I mean, that's what it's all about. Let's talk. Let's get it. Let's fire this show up. I tell you what, you know, we've been doing it over a year. We've had some big, big, big shows. Every show is a good show. We've had some great shows and some off-the-chain shows. I'm telling you, it's what it's all about. We have a great time. Call in. Don't be shy. I mean, everybody says, yeah, I listen, but I don't call in, or I don't know how to listen. Well, all you have to do is click on the link. It takes you right to the show applet. If it stops, click it again, refresh it a couple times, it'll start rolling. That will start rolling, it'll start going, and you can listen the full 2 hours. It don't matter what you want to do. If you want to listen 10 minutes, come back and listen 10 more. It don't matter. It's all good in the barbecue hood right here, right now. 347-202-0263. Call that number. I'm telling you. We want to give a shout-out to all the sponsors. Everywhere, they sponsor barbecue teams. I don't give a shit if they're sponsoring me or somebody else. They're out there doing their part, supporting barbecue. That's what it's all about. You know, I'm so tired of the drama and world. We don't need any drama in barbecue. I'm not going to have any drama. I'm not going to put up with no drama. We love real barbecue. We love wholesome, good old-fashioned. Being nice to somebody, how hard is that? It's not difficult. I mean, you know, guys, be nice. Don't worry about it. It's just amazing. Be nice. Barbecue is so much fun. You know, I mean, it gets serious when there's a lot of money go down. These people just get absolutely crazy. Some of these people in the barbecue world think they're so good, they're too good to speak to you. You know what? This little boy don't have time for that. He ain't got no time for that. That's right. And I'm not going down that road. I'm not going to waste my time on them. If they're too good to speak, you know, I'm proud for them. Let them roll on another direction. Don't come this way. But everybody else, we real world right here. We work every day. We play every day. We try to go barbecue as much as we possibly can. That's what I'm talking about. It takes everybody to make the world go around. It takes all these cookers to make the comps go around. get on the same page. I mean, what is it about? You know what happens when you stir? It stinks. The more you stir, the more it stinks. And they're not going to stir it around this old boy. Call in, 347-202-0263. Let's talk barbecue, just old-fashioned barbecue. Let's talk chicken tonight. It don't matter. Let's talk brisket. Let's talk pork. Let's talk ribs. Now, ribs, we are hitting on ribs. Now, I'm excited about my rib profile, my flavor profile. They're hitting pretty good in the last couple competitions. Talk ribs tonight for sure. I'd love to talk, you know, it's crazy. I just love to talk barbecue. It's just plain and simple. That's what it's about. This show is about you and the barbecue. Listen, if you don't call in, I don't have a show because I don't schedule a show. It's all about you. So guys, that's why I tell everybody to call in. It's that simple. I try to post in a few groups. If you want me to post in your group on Facebook, send me a message. Say I would love to post in there, but, you know, I don't want to flood it out and just wear everybody out posting this show. I thank everybody that listens. I've got tons of listeners, thousands of listeners. Man, I greatly appreciate y'all. I love each and every one of you. If I could do anything for you, you know I could. And that's the gospel. You call in. I love my callers. They call in. They're dedicated. They call in the show. You know, I could talk hours upon hours about my callers and my listeners. I greatly appreciate y'all. I really do. And, you know, I don't know what else to say. I just really appreciate everything you do. You know, you click on my show, it means I've got another listen. You call in, it shows I've got another caller. You know, I appreciate that. I mean, just plain and simple. It's that easy. It's that simple. You know, we'd love to talk barbecue. We love to talk to all the good people that barbecue across the nation. I love to meet people. I love to make friends. I mean, you know what? That's how you measure wealth in life, is your friends that you have, and the things they do for you and the things you do for them. Bottom line, barbecue is about that too. You know, and like I say, the guys, it's too damn good to talk to anybody. Let them roll on. You know, if they're that way, so be it. We can't change them. But you know what? That old dog don't hunt long. So they'll come back down to the real world and they'll see what they've done and what they've caused. So without saying anything else about that, I want you to pick up that phone, 347-202-0263. The chat room is up and running, too. The studio board is up. No callers yet. Chat room's open. No chatters yet. I don't know what's up, but, guys, I'm waiting on you. It's 15 after 6. I'm going to start giving shouts out to all my sponsors because, like I said before, sponsors, it doesn't matter if they sponsor me, they sponsor another team, they sponsor another team. It doesn't matter. You know, these guys are giving products away. They're putting money out for these teams. They want you to you represent them. That's all it's all about. Represent their product. Represent their team or their name or their company. You know, that's fair. They're helping you help them. No rocket science there. It's all ABC Real World good business. I'm just going to go down and talk about all my sponsors for a minute. I always like to do that the first of every show. And some people might say, man, you got a lot of sponsors. But you know what? I'm thankful for each sponsor I have, whether they give me a jar of rub, a cooking trailer, which I don't have a cooking trailer, but a jar of rub, a cooking trailer, a pit, a log, a charcoal, a pellet. It does not matter. They're helping. They're doing something for me, and I'm daggum going to go do something for them. I really appreciate them, and I'm just going to start out on my normal sponsor thank yous. I've got to give a big shout-out to Barbecue Superstars, Mr. Daryl Mass, for giving me the opportunity to have a Wednesday night show, to talk barbecue with everybody, to carry on, to enjoy what I'm doing. He gives me that opportunity to do that. I love to talk barbecue. I love to represent products. I love, if you've got a new product, I want you to call me, tell me about it, whatever. We'll talk about it over the air. We do have thousands of listeners. I mean, I don't know how many thousands and thousands and thousands of listeners that I have just to my shows. But over the Barbecue Superstars Network, there's hundreds of thousands of listens. So we're getting the word out. We're talking barbecue. We're preaching the good smoke. That's what we're doing, and it's working. When you do something right, you do it for the right reasons, it's going to be noticed, it's going to be recognized, and it's going to do good. And that's, I firmly believe that too. So BarbecueSuperstars.com, Mr. Darrell Mass, a big old shout out to him. Wonderful things going on right there, Barbecue Superstars. It's just good people doing good things. That's bottom line. And I can't say enough about it. Another one of my sponsors, a dear brother in barbecue and a wonderful person, Mr. Bill Arnold, Blues Hog Barbecue Sauce. Can't say enough about Blues Hog Barbecue Sauce. It's known, it's well known, it's worldwide known. It is a wonderful sauce. It's helped many cooks get many calls. It's walk the walk. The sauce that backs it up is Blues Hog Barbecue Sauce. If you see it in the grocery store, pick it up, get you some. That's all there is to it. Get you some. You won't be disappointed. Blues Hog Barbecue Sauce. Also, another wonderful sauce that I really enjoy. You know, there's all types of sauces for all different kinds of applications, for different competitions, different territories. There's more than one sauce. There's a lot of good sauces out there. I love barbecue sauces. If you've got a new sauce, if you've got a sauce, and you would love for me to put it on the air and shout out that sauce, send me some, let me try it. I would love it. I will hook you up. I will broadcast it out. I will give it a review 100% straight up on it. That's all, you know, that's all I can do is just be honest with you, and that's what I'm going to do. The Daigle sauce, Ted Daigle's got a wonderful sauce. It is, you know, look him up on Facebook. He has got a sauce for your application. Now, it's just fine. Rubs, you know, there's millions of rubs out there, but I have got a good friend I got to personally meet, and he is a good friend. I love him to death. We had a great time together right there at Lubbock, Texas. Mr. Junior Reyes, he has got a rub that he has got out for sale. It's Junior's Rub Grub. It's got the right amount of heat. It's got the right amount of salt. It's got the right amount of flavor, the savory flavorness to it. It's just a good, good rub. Rub for grub. Check it out. You can get in touch with Junior through Facebook, Junior Reyes, Up at Smoke Barbecue, Rub for Grub right there on Facebook. If you can't find him, I can. Give me a call. Shout out to me on Facebook. My Facebook is Chris Chadwick. It's that simple, that easy to get to. In touch with me, Chris Chadwick, my barbecue team, this Hall County Cookers Competition barbecue team. We've got a Facebook, Chris Chadwick, Let's Talk Smoke radio show Facebook page. Like it. Give me some likes. You know, I don't pump it enough. I don't advertise it. I don't market it enough. You know, I don't want to throw it in everybody's face. But if you'd love to help me, spread the word, share the sites, just like my show, share this show, post it, share the post, you know, help me out. I mean, it's simple. All you have to do is click, click, and you've done it. It helps me. It helps my numbers. It helps my show, which in turn helps you. If you're on the show, it helps my sponsors. You know, it just goes down the line, and it helps everybody. That's what we all need, to help each other. Bottom line, plain and simple. I've got some other rubs out there I'd love to give a big shout-out to. Lance Moore, West Texas Pitmasters. Lance got a Dynamite smoking, dark, deep, heat, sweet rib rub. That's WestTexasPitmasters.com. You can also catch Lance on a Sunday night. Superstar series of shows, West Texas Pitmaster Barbecue Show right here, 347-202-0263 is the number. Also, another big shout-out to Cook Shack. If you've never heard of Cook Shack, check them out. Cook Shack is, go to cookshack.com. You will see all the wonderful stuff they have. It's very simple to do. They have got pellet cookers. They have got rubs. They have got some really good sauce also. like I say, guys, once all it's awesome, but you different places, they like different things. Different people like different sauces. Cook Shack, check it out. Cook Shack, they've got the Fast Eddies, pellet cookers, which are very nice sauces. They've got rubs. They've got chili mixes. They've got kitchen. They've got all kinds of accessories. Now, let me tell you, just go to www.cookshack. Check out FEC 120 of Fast Eddie. They've got cookbooks, commercial cookers, residential, competition. I mean, it's loaded up. It's just a wonderful site. Check them out. Also, a big shout-out to Green Mountain Grills. Man, I was never a pellet cooker. I was a die-hard stick burner. And I've got the pleasure of owning a Daniel Boone Green Mountain Grill pellet cooker. Personally, I love it. The ease of operation, the simplicity of how it works, the quality and the quality of how it's built, the economical use of pellets. I mean, it doesn't heat your pellets up. I could just go on about it. Let me tell you, I went to a cook not long ago. Guys were pulling in their rigs. I mean, you know what it's like pulling in a rig behind you, having to unload, set up. Well, I took my Green Mountain Grill, one pop-up, one cooler, and I'm going to tell you, I cooked three categories in a short amount of time, and pulled out a second and two-thirds and one reserve grand using my Green Mountain. And all I used was that pellet cooker. And all those other guys were using charcoal after charcoal after charcoal bags, these big pits, fired them up, and the rest is history, second, two-thirds. So Green Mountain Grill is a wonderful, wonderful piece of equipment. It's very economical. They're priced right. Go to greenmountaingrills.com. Check them out. If you want one in the Tennessee area and I can hook you up, just give me a call. Message me on Facebook, and I will do my best to get you a deal on a Green Mountain Grill. Got Daniel Boone, David Crockett, Jim Bowie. They've got a grill pit to fit your needs, guaranteed. Also, I've got to give a big shout-out, and this is something that works great on Green Mountain Grill, on pellet cooker, smoker, Weber kettle, Komodo. It doesn't matter what you got. This will work wonderful. Grill Grates, and that's Mr. Brad Barrett right here on Facebook, Brad Barrett, Grill Grates, grillgrate.com. If you've never used a grill grate, you need to definitely go to that website, check it out, and see what it's all about, grillgrate.com. You've got to try them out. Get you a pair. Great. You'll love them. I guarantee you will. I've had friends that's never heard of them, never used them, that's ordered them and used them, and they love them, and they wouldn't be without them anymore. Just like this next tool I'm talking about, it's a meat rake. Very simplistic, economical, two little rakes. If you're doing catering, if you're doing commercial cooking, you're cooking a lot of pork, a lot of beef, anything you've got shred, these babies will do it. Meatrake.com, check them out. $19.95, gets you a pair of rakes, and you will not be sorry you've ever spent that $20 bill, because those are very, very, very handy. Also, I've got to give a huge shout-out to Maverick Industries, which is maverickhousewares.com. And they've got barbecue accessories. You've got to go. Maverickhousewares.com. Check them out. See what all they do have. If you don't see what you need, get in touch with me. I will hook you up. I will find out a way to get them for you. That's www.maverick, M-A-V-E-R-I-C-K, Industries. And check that site out, barbecue accessories, any and all kind. You will not be sorry. Check them out. I've also got to give a shout-out to Mr. Danny Cook, Pitbulls Up in Smoke. He has got a barbecue school, a video online barbecue school. I have that school. I have learned a lot of things with it. It shows you different techniques that you might not have thought about. We've got recipes on there, several different things going on that in that barbecue school. Very economical. Get in touch with Danny Cook and go online, pitbullsbarbecueschool.com. Check it out. Get that school. Try it. You will not be sorry. You will learn money muscle on pork. Pork loin, if you're a Georgia Barbecue Association, brisket prep, brisket cook, chicken cook, rib cook, recipes, timeline. It's got it all on there. Check it out. You will not be sorry. See, guys, that's what I'm talking about, sponsors. I mean, I'm just so fortunate, so thankful to have the sponsors I do. I just could go on and talk about them all night because that's what it is. I mean, they're just a blessing to have. Anytime you can get anybody to help you, Lord knows, you know what I'm talking about, difficult to do sometimes. You just need to keep working, stick to your guns, request sponsors, go right now, check them all out. You will get you a sponsor. You just got to work at it. And that's exactly how I did. Just started working at it and started working, and it just happened. So go and just think of products you use when you cook and what you do, what you use, and go down the line and start asking companies if they would be interested in sponsoring a barbecue team. It's that simple, that easy. We've got to give a big shout-out to Mr. Jim Burr. He is our Monday Night Barbecue Superstar show host, Killer Bees. He won the Bentonville, Arkansas, Sam's National. He is the grand champion, man. That's how awesome is that. Proud of him. He's on his way to the Jack. He's going to cook. He is just a phenomenal cook. And he is just letting the smoke roll. He is doing a wonderful job. And we're just very proud that he was able to pull that big win off, that grand championship win. Every win helps a cook. So you know what I'm talking about. Congratulations, Jim Berg. That is Monday Night Barbecue Superstar Show, Killer Bees. And just the best of smoke. Everybody going to the Jack. And wish them all the very best. The number to call tonight, guys, 347-202-0263. We want you to call in. We want to talk some smoke. You know, guys, I don't know what to do, what to say if I don't have anybody calling me, anybody talking. We need to carry on a little conversation tonight. We need to talk about what's been going on. I'm going to tell you something. I had a pretty good weekend this past cook. We went down and cooked a unsanctioned cook in Baltimore, Tennessee, smoking downtown. Had 35 good teams there, 35 teams, which is a good-sized cook for this area. And the judging was close. Chicken is always a toss-up, man. I'm going to tell you, I did a Harry Sue on chicken this weekend. And I don't know where y'all like to cook chicken, what kind of temperature turn-in you want to look for, but cooked chicken down. It was ready to roll. I had to get her ready, get her soft, get that sauce set, and turn it in. And got some pretty good scores on chicken this past weekend. I mean, where I placed wasn't that great, but but had some respectable scores. We did have 1-7 that knocked us out of the money on chicken. You know, on appearance, we wore it out with 9s. On taste, it was a toss-up, 3-8s, 3-9s. I don't know. Judges like it, but didn't like it that much, 3-8s, 3-9s. But on tenderness, 9 across the board, and one judge will give us a 7. Now, I tell you what, I don't know how in the heck that one piece of chicken was that much tougher than those other 5 that I turned in. It was just a mystery to me, but, you know, when you get a 7, guys, you know what happens then? That knocks you way out. And that's what it did to me on my chicken. You know, I had the appearance, I had the taste, and I had the tenderness. It was there. I mean, it was tender. It wasn't overcooked. It wasn't undercooked. It was right on the money. That 1-7, you know what I'm talking about, knocks you out and ends the show. As you know, the show's over when you get a 7 anymore. On the other hand, pork hit pretty hard this weekend. I got a 5th place call in pork. I mean, evidently the scores were really tied up top. Appearance, I pulled out straight 9s on appearance, which I know appearance don't score from count as much, but you know I'm proud to get 9s on appearance. Taste, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 9s and 1-8 on taste. So I spent right on the money on my pork taste. Now, tenderness, I was 1, 3, 4, 5 9s on my tenderness and 1-8. I tell you what, I'd love to have a perfect 180, but it didn't look like I was going to get one this weekend. And the weather was cold. It started raining. Pits dropped. Temperatures dropped. Pork stalled. It didn't seem like it would ever come out of a stall. I mean, it wasn't just my pork. Everybody was complaining about pork stalling. I know you don't talk much about pork stalling like you do briskets, but my pork stalled. It took forever to come up. And just to be honest, the whole thing was, it was a tender. I mean, it just was a tender. I mean, I managed to get a good box out of 2 butts, but it wasn't tender. It could have cooked another 3 or 4 hours. But we had our taste, we had our appearance, and we had our tenderness pretty much. You know, we got a 5th place call in pork and our ribs. I'm going to go on and talk about ribs because we've been doing pretty decent on ribs. Our flavor profile's about on the money now on ribs. I'm just going to keep working that and try to get that perfect 180 on a rib. Now, on appearance on ribs, I did smoke them a little heavy. They were a little dark. I did get 2-8s on my appearance. The rest were 9s. So, 2-8s, 4-9s on my taste. Straight across the board with judge 1 through 6 was 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9. I had a perfect taste on my ribs this past weekend, and I was proud of that. Everybody loved my ribs. On tenderness, 9, 9, 8, 9, 9, 9. So, then it was a 6th place rib. So, guys, I mean, I don't know. I had a pretty good cook. It was pretty rough conditions as far as weather, temperatures dropping. It got really cold. The pork stalled. My chicken was pretty good. My ribs, I thought personally, were just about right. They were tough. I had to rush them and try to get them in there. So we had a pretty good cook overall. We got 5th place pork, 6th place ribs, 20. Let's see what chicken was, 22nd. You know, that just killed us on the chicken. So pretty good show in this weekend. Just hadn't been on a spot on grand this year. We still going to work on it. Hopefully we can get a couple more cooks in and try to pull one off before the end of the year. You know, we all like to try to get one, and that's what we're going to do. We're just going to keep cook, and make it happen and just have a good time doing it and try to enjoy our cooks and just roll with it like that. The number to call tonight, guys, 347-202-0263. Without you, I don't have a show. This show is for you. It's about you, and that's no bull. We're not blowing smoke We're telling the truth. So what I'm going to do is refresh the board, see if we've got some callers in queue. It's kind of quiet tonight, but you know what? It's hard to sit down, come home, Wednesday evenings, church night, 6 o'clock, sit down, get on the computer, dial in, try to talk barbecue, try to listen barbecue from 6 to 8. It's hard to do. I know it is. I understand that. That's why I appreciate everybody coming back listening to it in archives. The Tennessee Barbecue Association was something that got started and actually come up, and I'm going to tell you how it evolved. One morning I was on Facebook, got a message, and it was Daryl Mast had messaged me and asked me if I would call in his barbecue show. And you know what? I said, sure, I'd love to. You know, and I'd never done anything like that. And, of course, I was and I don't say it like this, but yes, I was kind of nervous. I didn't know what to say. What we're going to say on the barbecue? What we're going to talk about barbecue? I was a new barbecuer, still a new barbecuer. You know, I've only done it as a team for 4 or 5 years now, and I said, sure, I'll be glad to call in. We'll just talk whatever you want to ask me, or we'll just go with it. And I called in and just had a wonderful time talking to him. He's very knowledgeable. I feel like a big idiot most of the time on the radio. I don't know anything much, but I have a good time talking and meeting everybody. And that's what I enjoy. We enjoy talking cooking, temperatures, whatever. Any kind of barbecue, doesn't matter if you're patio, pitmaster, serious competition, every weekend cook, doesn't matter. We love to talk barbecue. So we were talking. A girl named Audrey Evans from Georgia called in. She started talking about the GBA, which what I didn't know GBA was, Georgia Barbecue Association. And then somebody called in talking about the FBA. Well, I thought, Tennessee, we don't have anything. And I don't know of anything, and I love to cook all these small cooks, go here, go there, and talk about it. And I wasn't a member of KCBS, and I knew MBN, you know, usually you had to cook quite a bit and set up, pretty big setup, and they come and judge you on site. You need a pretty nice rig, and Memphis in May, and I can't afford to do that. So I just didn't know much about anything else to spread the word. So I thought, well, let's just start Tennessee Barbecue Association. And we did, and I got that started, and had a couple friends come on board at the very beginning, and they worked it, and they're in it, and they're proud to be in it also. And it just grew and grew and grew. I started a Facebook group, and it just started growing and growing and growing. You know, everybody says, yeah, Facebook group, but, you know, that's how it started. And we had a wonderful, we started getting people interested, and, you know, that's a place you can go is the Facebook group. And we started talking barbecue, where the next barbecue competition was. And we started getting more people to get involved and more people to get involved. And if they knew of an event or an event organizer wanted to chime in and join our group, we welcomed them in, you know. We didn't have stipulations. We don't want spammers in there running, trying to sell tennis shoes and socks and coats and jackets. We welcome anybody in there with, you know, barbecue-related item, and they want to talk barbecue and find out where the next cook is. So, man, we started doing that, and it started growing and growing. And we just got people on from all over the state. Everybody talking and sanctioning this and sanctioning that. I really didn't know what they were talking about because I just really wasn't that knowledgeable in the barbecue, and I'm still not that knowledgeable in the barbecue, but started talking this and that, you know, and I just tried to answer them honestly. And, you know, there again, it comes in with some of these big cooks who think they're too good to talk or come in and help. And, man, it's about helping each other. And that's what the association's about. You know, membership's $25. They said, you're going to get rich. I wanted to laugh at them. There's no money in barbecue, especially trying to do that. You know, we support and we try to bring out and help, and then we go and we spend. I spent, but I've never made. So we keep supporting barbecue and started growing. Then we got us a website up. That's www.tbabbq.com. Very, very easy to get to. And it's a nice web page. It's still new. It's still under construction. But you know, we're just growing. And the thing about the Tennessee Barbecue Association, we put in events that's not ours. You know, that we're not sanctioning, quote sanctioning now. A lot of events we can go in and have a copay for the top TBA. Plus, play in their whole pot. So, you know, you have two pots there available for TBA members. It's just a nice place to go. And we've got members lists. We've got several members in the group. You know, all our stuff is basically electronic media. It's going to be Facebook. It's going to be website. It's going to be text. Now, I don't email everyone because I don't have everyone's email address. But I'm going to try to start making a group email to send out for all these events. Just like we had a big event, and got to give a shout out to Choking in the Smoke, Troy, the Fraz Man, Frazerad, Ed Wing, Short Bus Barbecue. They put together a wonderful event, which was a TBA sanctioned shotgun rib shootout there at in Fayetteville at Stone Bridge. It was Smoking at the Stone Bridge Rib Shootout, and it was a real positive thing, and that was one of our sanctioned events there last weekend, and it just went off without a hitch. We come in and judged, scored, and just had a great event there, and I just got to give them a big old hell yeah on that because they just did a wonderful job, and I'm sure we're going to schedule that for again next year. We've got more events coming up. We will be sanctioning Full Cooks this 2014. But, you know, we're small. It just takes time. We're growing. And, you know, we don't know everything. We don't profess to know. And that's what we need. We need good cooks to come in that's willing to go cook, that understands we're new and we're on the ground floor building and moving up. So, we've got a lot of cooks involved. We want to thank everybody that's involved, and I'm proud to say that it's just growing, and proud to say I'm a part of that also. But, you know, between Barbecue Superstars, Tennessee Barbecue Association, my own barbecue team, doing a Blog Talk Wednesday night show, trying to work and have a small business, a small town, which is very tough. So my wagon is loaded. So we just keep on chugging like that little old choo-choo trying to get up that hill. I think I can. Well, that's what we're doing. And we're just going to keep on letting the smoke roll and have a big time, support barbecue, and just roll with it like that, and that's what we're going to do. The number to call tonight, guys, 347-202-0263. I know we've got listeners out there. I can see them already all over. Just no callers tonight. Nobody wants to talk, so that's fine. I'll just keep running my mouth for a little while, and we'll just keep rolling that way. The Tennessee Barbecue Association, go check it out. That's Send us an email. You know, we're, like I say, just keep on supporting. We're going to keep on growing. Jack Daniels again this weekend. Man, I'm really excited. I'm going to try my best to get down there. I don't know if I'm going to go Friday and stay Friday night or just leave early Saturday morning, late Friday night, early Saturday morning to go down there and stay all day and just have a big time. We will be broadcasting live, results live, right here on BarbecueSuperstars.com. We'll be radio live. We'll also be video live. So we will have a production going on, and we will be right there in the mix of things. We're going to be right in the center, right there next to the announcer, announcing, shooting video, just having one big hellacious time, letting the smoke roll, saying hell yeah at the Jack Daniels. I'm telling you, it's going to be one big, great show. Tell you what, guys, we've had had a busy week. We've had a hard cook this past weekend. We've got Jack coming up this weekend. Also, there's a cook in Alamo, Tennessee this weekend. I know we've got a lot of cooks going to that also. All kinds of things going on. I know it's starting to get cool, starting to cool off. Wintertime's coming around, but you know that don't stop the barbecuers. 347-202-0263 is the number to call. I'd love to talk to you. I'd love to talk a little smoke, see what's happening, see what's going on in your world, your neck of the woods. Tell us all about it. That's what we need. That's what we need. We need a little action going on in here. We've got the chat room up, studio boards up. Let's see. I don't even know. Let's see. Let me give me a second here. Chat room up, boards up. Okay, it's all in, it's all good. We rolling. But we're going to go down to the Jack, check it all out, just have one big old time. Can't wait. I'm really excited about that. Going to get to meet a bunch of good people that I've talked to on the internet, through Facebook, and just get exposure and get out there and get exposed. I'm telling you, it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, we have cooks all over. You know, if I had a better job, I could go cook more. In fact, it makes a lot of sense. You know, it just takes that money, that bad old word, that money, to go cook these cooks. You know, I would love to travel more to Missouri, cook more. You know, there's a few cooks in Kentucky I would like to go to. Mississippi, there's a couple more cooks over in Mississippi that I'd like to go. Love the Don't Be Cruel Barbecue Duel. That's an awesome cook right there in Tupelo, Mississippi, and it's just awesome. I think it's in March, yeah. And it's a fine cook. There's just so many things going on all around the states, the surrounding states. Got so many great people that are barbecuing. I'm telling you, it's just, you just don't even know. I guess if you're a lake person and you go to the lake, you know what I'm talking about, because you got your friends at the lake. Or if you've got an RV and you do a lot of camping, you've got campsites in different places you go, you've got campers that you know from different places of the United States. It's that kind of feel. I guess NASCAR, you know, every little thing, bikers, it doesn't matter. Every little sport like that has your dedicated people that go and do. And barbecue is no different. The sport is huge. It's growing. There's a competition every weekend somewhere, more than one. I mean, it's just, you take your pick where you want to go. Sometimes it's hard. You've got two or three scheduled on the same weekend. But, you know, these event organizers can't help it. That's the time slot they've got. And it's not really, not a lot they can do about it. So, pick out a competition. If you've never cooked a competition, you're listening tonight, you know, I encourage you, go get your feet wet. You know, if you've got a special dish, practice on it. Go to YouTube. Check out videos. There's tons of videos. Daryl Mass, Barbecue Superstars, has wonderful, informative videos that will tell you and give you pointers and hints on how to do that. If you want to get a little more serious, go to these online barbecue schools. Danny Kugel's got an awesome barbecue school. There you can go over and watch time after time after time after time again. It just keeps on going. But get your Weber's out. Get you a little pit. Buy your little rig. You don't have to have $10,000 worth of stuff to go compete in a competition. Get your favorite sauces, your favorite rubs. Go cook one meat category, two meat categories, three meat categories, four meat categories. Go cook, get your feet wet, and once you get in there and you start cooking, you meet all these people that are friendly and nice. You don't know how to act because you don't have neighbors anymore. Most people don't have neighbors. I mean, this whole world is such a rat race, nobody's has time for neighbors. But let me tell you, you go to a barbecue competition, you will have neighbors. They'll be kind. They'll have cooks that are cooking against you. They're cooking against themselves at a competition. But they'll be there, and they'll help you. They'll give you help. They'll tell you things they do. Soak it up like a sponge, because there's a lot of knowledge to be learned at a barbecue competition. And that is a fact. Quick little break here. I'm going to see if I can get a tune on and step out for just a minute. Let's see if we can get something playing. And we will just see what we can do. But, you know, barbecue competitions, I'm telling you, it's once you get into that, you won't be disappointed. You'll just keep on. You'll have a great time doing it. You'll meet wonderful people. And it's just a positive thing, I'm telling you. You know, I would love to be cooking at the Jack Daniels this weekend, and maybe one year I might get to. But until then, I'm going to go down there, and I'm going to meet some people that I've never met before. I'm going to see some people. I'm going to talk. I'm not going to meet a stranger. I'm going to go have a good time and just enjoy myself. And that's what I encourage people to do. You know, go participate in the barbecue competition. You don't want to cook it, go see it, go walk through. I guarantee you there'll be somebody there that's willing to give you a bite of something to try out to see what it's all about. And that is a fact. I mean, I'm telling you. You know, I love doing this barbecue show. I just really, I've never had a show that hadn't had a caller. One show when I first started had a lot of trouble with the board and I couldn't get callers in. But we've always had callers. The second hour usually just wears me out with callers. The board lights up usually the first hour. And so what I'm going to start doing is trying to review a product on the first hour. Once we do that, we're going to do that, have a scheduled guest, and the second hour is going to be open mic where everybody will call in. You know, that's what it's all about. We want people to call in, get involved, and just see what's going on, I'm telling you. Because that's what we do. We love to cook. We love to talk barbecue. We love to have a great time doing it. And that's what it's all about. Let's see. Looks like we've got a caller in queue here. Let's see if we can get them queued in and welcome them to the show, see what is going on. I know this number. Mr. Darryl Mass,
hey.
Barbecue Superstar.
Hey, Chris, what's going on, man?
Hey, brother, how's it going tonight?
Man, I'm headed to the Jack already.
Already on the way to the Jack. Man, how exciting is that?
Yeah, we're on our way to the Jack, and I got a truckload of equipment, and, man, I'll tell you, Frank Cox has went out and bought a $2,000 soundboard and all this equipment, and we're going to put on an ESPN-type show for the awards this year. We're actually going to mic the announcer up, and I heard a rumor, not sure, but Chris Chadwick might be there.
Chris Chadwick is going to do his very best to come down and let the smoke roll with Darryl Matt and Frank Cox at the Jack Daniels 25th Invitational. Can't wait. Fired up and excited about it.
And me too. Now, Jim Bird, Killer Bees is going to be one of the favorites as far as I'm concerned, because he just won the Sam's Club. Of course, you never know who's going to win. There's no way of. But a lot of buzz going around because, boy, wouldn't it be something if he won the Sam's Club and won the Jack. But I tell you what, we're going to get down the hollow now. Chris, have you ever been up on the hill?
No. No, I've never been on the hill.
Well, they got a big party up there. We're going to have two passes to go on the hill. And I got a feeling I know who one of them is going to be. Probably going to be a Chris Chadwick.
Well, I'm telling you, son, we're just going to What I'll do is I'll call you in the morning and get it all laid out and see what I need to do. And, you know, I Googled it, and it's pumping 125 miles from here.
Oh, wow. Let me be able to buzz on
if I'm not mistaken. So, I mean, about a three-hour drive. So I'm going to do my best to
What day are you planning on coming up?
Well, that's what we'll talk about. If I need, you know, I need to know some details, and I can roll in early Saturday morning or go Friday afternoon. You know, it just depends. So I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Well, I'll make the deal, Chris. If you come out there Friday, I'll buy you a room on Friday night.
Man, you just can't beat that.
Yeah, come on, man.
I don't take up much space. I mean, you put me in a little old low seat or a little old couch or, you know, I'm a little bitty fella. I don't take up much room. the way I look at it, if you're a little bitty boy, if you're a little bitty fella in barbecue, you ain't doing something right. I'm telling you.
You haven't cooked enough at home.
You gotta have that barbecue belly.
Well, Chris, you've been doing okay. I heard TBA's off chain, man. You're getting a lot of contests coming in there in TBA.
Well, we've had some real good success with it. We got a couple calls there in Baltimore this past weekend. It was a hard cook. The weather had dropped drastically, and I'm going to tell you something. That's going to be a big factor. That's going to be a big factor with some of these guys cooking this weekend at the Jack, because our pork stalled, and it would never break the stall. I mean, for hours it stalled and would never come up.
Oh, wow.
And we put them on not anticipating the stall like it did. So we really had a tough time. We had a tough time getting our pork box. But I'm going to tell you something now. I had four triple nines and two double nines and two eights. So I was pretty good. You know, I placed fifth overall out of 35 teams. And that was some serious NBN cooks there and some KCBS serious cooks. So it wasn't a sanctioned event, quote, sanctioned, but, you know, it had some heavy hitters there. And on my ribs, I got a sixth-place call, but I was looking at my judging. And from judge one to judge six, as far as taste went, nine straight across the board.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I've got my taste down on my ribs, I think, because, you know, my last comp before this one, I brought a first place home on ribs. And then tenderness, five nines and 1 8.
Oh, wow.
An appearance, they were a little dark. I did smoke them a little extra. In appearance, I got 2 8s and 4 9s. So, I mean, my ribs were pretty serious this weekend. And I turned in Harry Sue chicken. You know what Harry Sue chicken is?
No, what's that?
It's about 135. It's 35, 140, somewhere in that neck of the woods. That's what... Oh, but you know what? I mean, every judge is like, I got straight across the board nines on my appearance.
Oh, that was awesome.
And then I got 2 8s and 4 9s on my taste. I mean, it's really a tough, and then on my tenderness, I've got 9 straight across the board on tenderness with a 7. So that killed me on my chicken. So we had a pretty good cook, even though it wasn't our best due to the weather conditions and times that I didn't, you know, it just was hard to keep that pit up. Mm-hmm. But we had a pretty good cook, you know, to be, you know, I just hadn't been on this year. I mean, I really just haven't been on for several reasons, and we're just trying to get out of that slump, so we're working hard on it. We are. What about the Jan Charles show? I was talking about that a little earlier. When's the next episode of Jan coming on?
Well, I might shoot it Monday. She release the show yet? I was letting her make a decision as to when she wanted to release the show. But I got to check. I hadn't checked today. But, shoot, I got to get off here, Chris. I wanted to call in and let you know that we're headed to the Jack and that, you know, if you come on up there, then I'll buy you a room on Friday night. Let's get in there and have a good time, do some big-time broadcasting. And I love you, Chris. I hope you have a good night.
All right, Big D, you be careful, my brother, and I love you too. Take care of yourself, and I'll talk to you soon, and just be careful on the road.
All right, buddy.
All right, bye-bye. It's always a pleasure to have Daryl Mass calling the show. He is on the road right now, headed to the Jack, and I will be meeting him this weekend. Can't wait to go down there and just raise a little cane, smoke a little smoke, drink a little drink, and have a big old time. That's a big hell yeah. Got another caller in queue. Let me get them in real quick. This man needs no introduction. Caller 806, what is happening tonight? This Mr. John Reeves.
How are you tonight, buddy?
Well, I am here doing the show. That's what's going on. It's not been a good day. Bad mojo happened today. No, I'm done. I'm out. So I wasn't happy with that, but that's how it laid out.
Well, what happened?
I don't know. I don't know. So we're here talking a little smoke. Just had Daryl on for a few minutes. We've just been kind of talking about Barbecue Superstars, Tennessee Barbecue Association, and talking about our sponsors and just having a good conversation with myself. Shouting out to all the listeners out there tonight, talking to them, that's about what the show's, you know, what we've done so far. We've got to sign off a little early tonight. But we're live and in the house with John Reeves, Smoking Eggs, X Nation Radio Show on Thursday night. Really glad to have John. And we're just having a big time, John. What about you? What have you been doing today? You cooking up briskets today?
I've got 10 briskets almost done. You know, I usually can put anywhere from 10 to 12 in there, depending on the size. But these briskets came out a little bit larger, and I've got I've already pulled a couple. You know, we're getting towards the end of it. I just took a taste test, and I'm telling you, I'm plenty happy.
Well, that's what it's all about. We know. I personally know that these are fire briskets because I have had John Reeves Smoking Eggs brisket. And I'm telling you, they are just, they've got what it takes. They are fire, and they're delicious. And I'm just not saying that because you're my buddy. That's the fact. And I had the pleasure of getting to go to Texas, Lubbock, Texas, and going to stick with John, and just had an awesome time. And that'll be one I've cherished a lifetime, that cook. Now, that's a fact.
We're going to have to make that an annual event, I think.
Well, we will do our best to make that happen, I'm telling you. I'm going to, I don't know if you were on early enough to listen. Daryl was on. And I'm going to go to the Jack. I'm planning on going to the Jack Friday and hanging out. We're going to shoot some video and do some interviews and be all mic'd up in the middle of awards, doing the awards, broadcasting those live. So that'll be interesting. That'll be a really good show right there. So we ought to have thousands of people. We ought to have thousands of people listening to that, checking it out, because that's going to be where it's at, I'm telling you.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be fun.
Well, we're just going to go and see what we can do and just have a good time. I think it'll be a great time. You know, there's a lot of great cooks there. I don't even know who or how many teams they actually have at the Invitational, but I know my Southern Crunk buddies are going to be there cooking it up. A Nashville team, Durag Q will be there, Billy Durag. He'll be there, and I don't know who all is going to be at the Jack. I really don't, so I'm just excited to go and just meet a few people and shake a few hands.
It sounds like a big time. I wish I could go.
Oh, just hop on that big old jet airliner. It's not far from Nashville. Just come on down. And then I'll bring you on to the house and show you some Tennessee hospitality.
I think that'd be a lot of fun. I'm just swamped right now. I don't even know which way to turn.
I hear you. I hear you with a lot of things going on. And I'm excited for you. You just keep letting the smoke roll and just have a big time. That's a fact. We've got another caller. Let me cue this caller in. It's a new number. I really don't recognize it, but that doesn't mean anything. Caller 706. We're going to try to get you cued in here. Welcome you to the show and see who we've got online.
Well, hello.
Hey, what's going on?
You got your friendly neighborhood barbecue whisperer here.
Well, welcome to the show. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing pretty good as long as damn Daryl Mass don't kill me on the way to the show.
Oh, me. Well, I want to tell you something. Hopefully he won't. He's a pretty good driver. Just don't let him get out of the truck and forget to turn it off.
That's right. Well, I'm Marty Todd. I'm the barbecue whisperer for Big Daddy's Bar and Grill in Augusta, Georgia, and for a lot of other people. I'm on the board of directors for the Southern Barbecue Network. I'm very proud of that. And we're going to the Jack, and I'm specifically going to go see my friend, Mr. Jim Berg, and he's going to have my buddy Waylon's Wicked Keith. Waylon Walker is going to be in the pit with him. We're so proud of him, it's not even funny.
I completely understand. I'm proud of him, too. I don't know Jim personally. I've talked to him several times, but I follow him all the time, and you know what? When you in the barbecue world, you're just proud. You're proud to see guys do good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and, I've been cooking competitively for several years, and I just got on this other track and making sauces and on the board of directors and for SBN and doing all kinds of stuff like this. In fact, we've got the largest Southeast tournament coming up this coming fall that I'm going to be over at a University of Georgia, not at the University of Georgia, but the University of Georgia System College during the football game. And the minimum purse is going to be $50,000 is the minimum purse.
Man,
probably going to be closer to $75,000.
That is unreal, man. That is huge money. That's awesome.
Yeah, we've got a big-time Super Bowl alumni who is going to be named after, who has committed $25,000 every year to the purse, and their booster club has committed to raise an additional $25,000, and then they'll have the entry fees to boost it too. Plus, we'll get additional sponsors. We're looking at probably a $75,000 purse.
Man, that is unreal. Man, that's why.
How do I get there?
Yeah. wait to do a show.
Well, I can't wait to get to the Jack. It's my first time at the Jack. I wish I could have made the Sam's, but that wasn't in the cards for me. I went to a little competition in Jackson, South Carolina last weekend, and I didn't win the barbecue, but I damn sure won the karaoke contest.
Well, that's what I'm talking about right there. That's a big old hell yeah.
Hey, you know, if nothing else, we're going to have a good time when we barbecue, buddy. I mean, that's what attracted me to the sport originally, was nothing but a bunch of middle-aged people having a good time.
That's right. You got it. And you don't have to weigh 150 pounds or 200 pounds to have a good time. You can be a big old boy like me, 300 plus, and still have a good time.
That's right. That's right. We got a Fat Boy T-shirt for you down at Big Daddy's Bar and Grill in Augusta, Georgia. Come on and get buddy.
I'm ready. Well, look forward to meeting you and seeing you and just having a big old time.
Well, come on and get
that
room, Darryl. I promised you now. We're going to get
it
for you.
I'm going to do it. I know he will. So I'm going to be on my way Friday morning. So I will see y'all pretty soon.
All right, you want us to go ahead and get in room then tonight?
I'll talk to him. Yeah, if you get in rooms, yeah, because I'm coming. So.
All right, well, we might as well go ahead and get it for you tonight. So you're sure you've got one.
Well, all right. Well, I'll talk to you soon, and we'll just have a big old time. Now, I noticed on Facebook earlier Jim had some trailer trouble. I don't know. I think he blew out a tire or two. He blew out a tire too, so yeah, you might call him. He might need to put four new bags and some heavy duty 10 plies on that trailer next go around.
Well, holler at Darryl. Let us know what's going on.
All right, y'all be safe.
Bye now.
Thanks for calling in, Marty. I appreciate it, brother. Call in anytime. You always welcome. Well, all right. Wonderful. That was Marty Todd right there, the Southern Barbecue Association there out of Georgia. And, you know, that's what it's about, John. You just meet somebody. It don't matter what part of the world or country you're in. They just have you have a big old connection, a big old time.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? I was looking at my scores a while ago, and I'm going to tell you something. My sixth place ribs, I was looking at my scores, breaking them down. And I want you to know, from judge one to judge six, all the way across, I'm kind of proud of that because my ribs really sucked this year. My ribs scored perfect nines all the way across the board on tape.
And you just can't ask for anything better than that.
Tenderness, I had an 8. And appearance, I had an 8.
So, wow.
Yeah. So it was, and that was a 6 overall. So I was pretty proud of those. Are you rapping right now?
Do what?
Are you rapping?
Well, I'm trying to. You know, it's a constant battle when you're dealing with the damn gauges. I got 3 different gauges reading 3 different temperatures. And
well,
they're all brand new. They're all less than a week old.
Well, you know, they're all calibrated. They were all made in
China. Yeah,
they were all made in different parts. China.
That's what I was about to say. Out there, you know. And So I don't know. It's hard to. I had 2 gauges that I loved, and they were within a degree of each other all the time. I loved them. They worked great. And then we went to Trader's Village, you know, a couple weeks ago. Well, it rained a little bit. My gauges got wet, and that was the end of that. So, you know, I had to go get me some new gauges, and these gauges are not reading like I'd like for them to, but you know what? I just have to shoot for the average anyway. I mean, when you're doing that many briskets on one pit. You know, I just wait for them to hit a certain temperature each one, and I go to jerking them, and I've got a couple.
Yep.
I got two briskets and one, you know, wrapped, you know, on each one, each pan. So it's a shooting for the average anyway, any way you look at it.
You're cooking that old Red Raider, meat, aren't you?
Yes, sir. I went by and picked up 12 this morning from them, and I got to go by and pick up another 12 or 13 for them in the morning. And we're going to cook, I guess, 25 briskets, and we'll hopefully be done about this time tomorrow night or so.
Well, right before your show, you know, you got a show to do tomorrow night, so you definitely need to have it done before your show. But you'll have Chad and Cole in the house, won't you?
Oh, yeah. I talked to Cole a little bit ago and Chad a little bit ago, and Cole's trying to get some homework done. You know, he's going to graduate from Tech this year, so he's hell-bent on getting that piece of paper. So he's going to do everything in his power to be done with all his homework and everything by the time we start the show. And we may have to pull some briskets during the show, but I think we're going to be all right as far as, you know, not having to wrap or do anything during the show. I started some of these briskets a little before lunch today, so we're doing all right, just trying to, you know how it is, just kind of stay ahead of the curve, I guess.
I hear you. I know, I understand. I do. I tell you what I've got to do. I've got to get serious and get my pit open and get it rolling. I've got to do that. It's just something that's going to have to be done. And I'm going to work hard on that next week, and I'm going to get in there, and I'm going to get it done. I'm going to get it ready to roll. I'm going to do some wiring and some plumbing, get the hot water, the sinks, stove top, the oven, all that wired up, which I'm fortunate enough I can do all that myself, and get it inspected and let it roll. I'm ready to get her on, get her going.
You have to get an inspection for a little trailer like that in Tennessee?
Yeah, well, this is not going to be in a trailer. This is going to be in a building.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Yeah, this is going to be in a building. I'm going to have my office and waiting area, which is a trophy room. I'm going to have a front entrance with a waiting area and a chalkboard wall, and I'm going to wrap it all up in butcher paper and send it out the front door. That's how it's going to go. It's going to go dial, butcher paper, chalkboard wall, menu, and that's what I'm thinking I'm going to do. So, that's how we're going to roll with that. But we're going to get that going. We sure are.
Well, I hope that all that goes good. I guess you're going to get the health inspector to take a look at it then, I guess.
Yes, the state health inspector, yes. Yeah, I seen him the other day, matter of fact, talked to him, told him what I was doing, and he sent me an email with several points and guidelines and a couple suggestions, and I'm going to have him check it all out before they even come inspect it, where I make sure it's all perfect when I have it ready to roll.
Well, there you go.
So that's what it's about. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to let the smoke roll. We're going to have a big time doing that, and I'm ready to get it ready.
Well, you ought to be
hopping
and going by the time you get ready for Thanksgiving and stuff, huh?
Well, it would be nice. It would be nice to have that. But, you know, I'm taking turkey orders. I cook turkeys. I'm constantly cooking also, and I'm taking turkey orders and got several already lined up. And that's how we're going to roll with that and see. You know, last year I did right at 50. So, you know, that's about my limit is about 50 on one pit at one time. You know, I've got dual shells and it's a big pit, so let me tell you, that's a lot of work. That's like cooking 25 briskets in one.
Well, I'm telling you what, the 25 briskets, you know, it's a pain sometimes because you can only fit so many briskets in there at a time. But,
right,
you know, when you're done, it sure is. sure is nice, you know.
I know it. You're right. It is. It is. It sure is. Well, it's been kind of slow on the barbecue superstars this week. Looks like Lance had a big show Sunday night. Proud to see that. Monday night, it was kind of, it was out. Tuesday night, it wasn't anything going on. The Wednesday night, it's been really quiet tonight. I don't understand why, but, you know, I understand it's hard to get things going. It's hard to sit down and do a show. It's especially hard for people to sit down and listen to a show. And, you know, at 6 o'clock, that's when they're getting off work, trying to get home, trying to do supper. And, you know, I understand that. So that's why we count on our, that's why we're thankful for our archive listens. It's, that archive is great to have.
Oh, it is. It is, certainly is. I wonder, you know, what's in Cole's writing a lot of the show for us tomorrow night, so I'm really curious to, I kind of know what he's got up his sleeve, but I just wonder what it's going to be like tomorrow night. I wonder if it's going to be pretty dead tomorrow night, too.
Well, you know, it's just, we take the good with the bad and the slow with the busy, and that's just part of the, that's part of the, that's part of the trend, you know, that's part of the way. And we just enjoy doing it and keep doing it and keep talking and giving them a little, give them a little smoke and talking a little smoke and just having a good time. That's all we can do.
Yes, sir.
But
yes,
I enjoy
sir.
Doing it, don't you? I enjoy doing
I
the
do.
Blog talk show.
It's a lot of fun, you know, and I wouldn't have met half the people I probably know in barbecue if it wasn't for the show and your show and, you know, and stuff like that. So it's a, it's really a fun.
Yeah, it really is. You meet a lot of great people. That is no lie. You meet a lot of great people. Tell you what, I'm going to cut her short tonight because I've got several things still going on and it's kind of quiet. And you're busy, and I sure appreciate you calling in also. And I'll do my best to talk to you tomorrow evening. I'll call in and give you a big shout-out and see what's going on. But as far as what we've been working on for a while, it's over for me. So it's just time to start on another one. That's all there is. But I hope you have a great night, and I will call in to the John Reeves X Nation Barbecue Show tomorrow night on BarbecueSuperstars.com, Blog Talk Radio. This is Chris Chadwick telling everyone thank you for listening in tonight. We've just we've got a lot of things going on, so we're going to have to cut the show a little short. But, John, you can give everybody a shout-out if you want, and I've got several listeners in listening in, and we're glad to have all our listeners, and just remember to pass and share the show in archives, and we'll continue on, and Chris Chadwick will be going to the Jack this weekend, so I'm excited about that, and we will take pictures and post and just have a big old time and do some live video also.
Well, that sounds good, Chadwick. I'll talk to you tomorrow. You know, I know we're both busy, and I've got a customer fixing to walk up. So, you know, this is John with Smoking X, and we're whipping out 25 briskets in the next 24 hours. So tune in tomorrow night, and let's find out how it went. We'll talk to you later,
all
brother.
All right, sounds good. Sounds good, John. Take it easy, brother, and we'll talk to you soon. Have a good night.
Right, thank
you so much for calling in.
You
all
bet.
Right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, all right, guys, this is Chris Chadwick for Let's Talk Smoke. We are on BarbecueSuperstars.com. This is BlogTalkRadio.com. Appreciate everybody listening in, calling in as always. We appreciate everybody every week because we have been doing this for 15 months now, and we've just had great shows, met a world of wonderful people. That is what barbecue is all about. And I am just so thankful to be a part of it. God bless each and every one of you. And if I can do anything for you, and I possibly can, I will. And I'm serious about that. And I just wish all of you the very best. And we're going to let the smoke roll at the Jack Daniels this weekend. So y'all just have a great night. And God bless. I'm out of here, and good night.